just
2 years.
Yeah, governmental for 2 years, yeah.
And some of the vendors, they all don't have every product.
Right.
So.
Mike, anything else, Dan?
I'm fine with it.
I'm good with it.
You said you had 10, you eliminated 4, so
yeah.
For reasons of, well, I'm not price. Interested. Yeah.
Move to award bid number 201606-344 to Hilliard Industrial Soap, Key West, Mimco, Tippin, and Veritiv, V-E-R-I-T-I-V.
Veritiv, that's how you'd say it.
You're just trying to dress it up.
You did a good job. You're better than me. Veritiv.
Is that all six of them?
It's all six.
Yep.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Missouri University Extension staff update.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
After, actually, we talked last time at my update. I.
How you doing?
Good. Good to see you.
You too.
Jay was able to come in.
We met once before. I'm Jay Chisholm.
Yeah.
To see you.
So, since you had some concerns, Danny, I thought it would be best if Jay could just come and talk to you a little bit about, since we're losing Jim, and how things are going. So I'm going to turn it over to Jay.
You bet. Yeah, first, I just came here really to answer any questions you may have about the changes in the organization. I do have, I just brought three copies for each of you, but one for each of you, but it talks a little bit about the university budget if you're interested in those. It's what the university put out to kind of explain some of the changes. But to address, you know, our region specifically, Jim Ward's position was eliminated with the cuts. It had nothing to do with performance from Jim. It was basically a change in emphasis by the program directors. Program directors are the ones in charge of the program, you know, up on campus. And he's in what we call the HES category, same as Nellie. That's Human Environmental Sciences. And what they've done is they just decided that, you know, due to budget cuts, they had to prioritize certain disciplines within that category. And so what happened is they de-emphasized, or they basically said, we're only going to have 2 human development specialists per region. We had 3 in our region. Some regions only had 1 at that time because there may have been some positions open. And so while they offered some positions, you know, to be open, they did go ahead and eliminate some others just because of, you know, we had to eliminate some personnel. And due to the budget cuts, it really had nothing to do with us in Extension, but, you know, overall, we're all part of the university and the things that were happening at the state level. So that's the concern. I know Nellie had mentioned, you know, some of the things that Jim did here, you know, what are we going to do about that, and how our programs work is... a specialist like Nellie or Jim or Willa in your office, they all, 60% of the time, we ask them to do what we call named programs, or that's programs that we deliver and put together from campus. The other 40% of their time are maybe they can do more of those, or they can just meet some of the local needs that are going on in the community. One of the things that Jim did very well, of course, was the English as a Second Language program that he did here in Taney County. Now, even if I replaced Jim's position, I wouldn't have anybody who would necessarily be able to have that skill set, because it's kind of based on that own specialist skill set as well. So that's not really part of our program. I think that was one of the things that Nellie said that you asked about me. And so I don't really have a good answer for that, and nor do I have somebody who can just pick up where Jim has left off at this time. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not still going to address that increasing Latino community and their educational needs. We do that through, they've had some, I can't remember, it's a community fair.
Yes.
Here recently, I know, and last year as well, we're very involved in those types of things. But those are just some changes that have been going on that we really have just had to adjust to. Our chancellor called it right-sizing our organization for our budget. And they haven't been nice conversations for us either, obviously, when we have to talk to, you know, a good employee like Jim Worth that's been with our organization for several years. but it's just the reality that where we were in the budget right now. So are there other questions specifically that I could answer? I want to
You said sure. There's two human services reps, or
human development specialists, right?
Yeah, human development specialists in our region now. Yes. There was three.
Right.
So the region encompasses how many counties?
17 counties.
17.
So we go all the way from the Kansas line all the way over to West Plains, to the east and up north into Texas County. We have a human development specialist in Greene County now, and we also have a human development specialist in Texas County. Jim's position actually originally was only going to be in Taney County. It was temporary. And Mike, you may remember being on the council that a few years ago we made some changes. Jim said he was a few years from retirement. His position was really slated to go on the west side of the region because we wanted better coverage. Instead of moving Jim at that time, I said, we'll leave you in Taney County for a few years. And then whenever he retired, we planned on opening that position over on the west side of the region anyway. So it was never really a permanent spot here in Taney County. And of course, we tried to explain that to the council at that time, and they were willingly took him in, and he's done a great job here. But it was just a temporary location anyway. But we have done some great things in Taney County with the adding of the youth specialist, something you haven't had before, and also with using our ag grad program with Missouri State, something we'll continue to do, keep having that ag presence in the office, which you haven't had before too. So, right now I don't have a plan, to put another specialist here because, again, we're starting to get our head around the budget cuts and how we're going to staff and the coverage for the region. But by having that space available for us, it sure gives us some flexibility. If we get a grant or there's different things happen, by all means, you guys support us very well and we want to do a good job here in Taney County. So we're still committed to the county. The other thing I need to mention was the business development. Crystal Irons did leave our organization and went to Missouri State, and congratulations to her. But it's still part of our same grant, so she actually will work with some of the same clients, but she's in charge of it at Missouri State, so it's a better position for her. But the program director decided not to fill that position in our region. Now we're still in negotiations with the program director about that. Crystal and I will meet with on campus at the end of next month, the end of August, and we're really hoping to still get that business development presence in our region here, to cover Taney, Stone, southern part of Greene County. So we're still hopeful those things will happen. I'm not sure how that looks yet, but we're still talking about that. So that hasn't been finalized yet. So did that answer some of the questions?
My main concern was the fact that Crystal had left, and her job with the way it associated with Jonas Argus and their work together too for business development,
right,
all ties in with what we're trying to push.
You bet.
And
you bet.
Then the other thing that I wanted to ask or mention is that we have Taney County, and I mentioned this last week, so it's kind of repetitive. We supported University Extension when other counties dropped off and just used the minimum. And we, if anything, during those tough times, expanded our program.
You bet.
And we hate to see any reduction after we made the effort to expand, because it all benefits the citizens here in this county. And, the fact that we have the tax program, and then it's like you mentioned, the youth, ag youth, and the opportunities that provides for those youth to get scholarships and things like that is tremendous. And I just think that Taney County's been a good partner is what I'm headed with all this, and we've reached out and seen the benefit, so we didn't care to spend the money.
You bet.
And
you guys have been great partners, and I recognize that, and I appreciate that, and I thank you again for that. And my job is always to remind the administration up on campus about that, and the local partnerships are so important for us. You're basically finance the delivery portion of our programming. You know, the university, you know, they provide the salaries and they provide the training for the specialists and they develop the curriculum. But we can't deliver it locally without your contribution. I mean, that's, you know, that's it. I mean, that's how we really work. It's a true partnership. It's worked for a long time. It doesn't work when we don't have that funding. And so you guys have been great. You know, we're still very committed to Taney County. And I realize the needs you have, and Christian County will tell me the same thing about business development. I've had that same conversation with them. They also want that, you know, that position there. So we are working hard to try to make that happen. I can't tell you that's going to happen yet, you know, but we are still meeting with the program director to try to make it happen. He's, you know, looking at his bottom line. He's hoping that Missouri State, with Crystal and her staff there, that they can serve this area. I think that the reality of it is there's a lot of work that needs to be done in this area, and we're hopeful that we can convince him that we still need to add that some type of position. Maybe we don't know how it's going to look yet, but maybe it's in partnership with Missouri State that we can get somebody out here and do those things, those educational programs. And really what that business development program is, that one-on-one stuff with some of those new startup businesses, is so important.
Right.
So yeah, I recognize the need. I recognize the successful partnership we've had, and just all I can do is let you know that I'm committed to really do a good job for you guys, just like you have for us.
Well, appreciate it.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Again, September 27th. Yeah, we have our new vice chancellor. He's brand new. He just starts in August. September 27th, he's going to be at our regional council meeting. We're inviting all the county commissioners, not just the presiding commissioner, but all three county commissioners from each county, from all 17 counties to come. We would love to have you guys. It's in Springfield. I'll send you a formal letter, and Nellie will probably remind you again. But if you could get on your calendar now, we feed you that evening. It starts at 6:30 in the evening. And you could ask some of the questions of the vice chancellor, the new boss of our organization will be in town. So we'd love to have you there and kind of see his vision for us in the region. So I hope you can attend that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you guys.
Lakeview Drive within a portion of Long Point subdivision. I have here Lakeview Drive, Sherwood Forest Road vacation. It was approved by the commission on April 4th, 2016. Apparently, our legal department was contacted with a request to have this come before the commission again due to the first document had an error, and it was rejected by our recorder. It was missing the clerk's certification. So they're asking that we resubmit, I guess, an amendment.
With correction. Make a motion to approve the Lakeview Drive within a portion of Long Point subdivision, vacate with corrections.
Well, when you say with corrections,
you don't even have to vote on it. It just, if it's what I think it is, it didn't have my certification on there, so the recorder of deeds office couldn't accept it, and so they didn't get the document to include that. They
have to be
within 28 inches from the outside of the cage and room for the
seal to go on.
And I believe that's the issue. I mean, unless you know different.
But
that's the issue.
So you're saying on the original document, that portion wasn't there for you to certify?
So
that's why you're wanting to reapprove it with the corrected?
Yes.
Order to vacate?
I thought it'd just be easier to go that route.
That's fine. I just right. Knew what it was.
This is what Mr. Steinman brought before us?
Yep.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's see. We are scheduled for daily staff review and agenda requests in the county commission conference room.